Jesus Christ died. He was already on the cross in the afternoon. 3 hours darkness. By the time it was evening, he was buried. Did you see the agreement of the gospel? Verse 7. They shall take of the blood, strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses. So when you kill the lamb, put the blood in front of your door posts. Are you following this? Verse 7. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper door posts, yes sir, of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. Wherein they shall what? And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. I don't have time for that now. Eat not of it raw, nor soften at all with water, but roast it with fire. His head with his legs and all of that. Ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning come this. Nothing of apparent death. Nothing of it remain. If you eat it and it remain, what must you do? Burn it with fire. Burn it completely. By the next morning, no trace. No trace. That's why Jesus Christ shouted on the cross, it is what? Finished. No trace. 11. And thus shall ye eat with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet. Hallelujah. How should they eat it? If you are eating in the night, do you wear clothes like you are going out? Talk to me loud and clear. This food, how should they eat it? Like they are ready for a... Talk to me. They are ready for a journey. Whoever experienced the cross journeys with God. You cannot experience the power of the cross and remain in your former state. It's not possible. It is called the cross. You cross over by the cross. Your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand. Everybody, look at verse 11. Everybody, read everybody 1, 2, go 11, loud and clear. And thus, 1, 2, go everybody loud and clear. And thus shall he eat it. Your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, you shall eat it out. Quickly! It is what? It is the Lord's castle. So, by what did they cross from slavery to freedom? By what again? I said by what again? By eating. Source one. By eating! Say with me, finally, food is spiritual. Louder, louder, say food is spiritual. Stay food. And when Jesus was about to be offered on the cross, he himself took bread and wine. So, we fell through eating. We were restored by eating. I pray that, see, you know what I'm doing? I'm trusting the Lord that those of us who are people who are hungry for the truth, you know what I've done yesterday and today, and it's intentional. We sat down to help you see how the cross is well established in the Bible. So that somebody will not come and be you will not think messages, other messages are stronger. Please, from where did we start this? Do you see how I labored on this? We started from Genesis. We are on the last man now before the New Testament. Moses, look at it, the cross. And the blood was supposed to put on the lintel. Is that not so? Who is coming that night to destroy? The angel of death. Yes or no? Yes or no? Why is it that when the angel of death gets to the house of the Israelites, he does not kill? Because of what? What does the blood represent? Death. The angel is coming to kill. Once he sees blood, he says, death has occurred here. I don't need to kill again. The blood is a sign. When he gets there, he wants to enter. Say, no. Somebody has died here. Next house, please. Somebody has died here. Next house, please. Everyone behind the door is behind the blood.
So who is replacing them? That lamb and prefers. That lamb whose blood is outside, but whose flesh is inside them. Lord, I'm shifting now. That lamb whose blood, but whose flesh. That's where we're going now next. This is where we now call the crucified life. Listen, the blood is for the enemy. The flesh is for the Christian. They overcame him by the blood is for the devil. The flesh is for you. Not your head very well if you are nodding it. Don't nod it half. Nod it well. You see, you will remember you nodded it. Don't nod like this. No, because you remember. Listen, I was listening to Brogulia's message one time. My wife was in the meeting. We played the video. And in the video, they showed my wife in this house meeting. She like this. Such videos are good. It helps you to remember that when they were explaining it, you understood it. How come you forgot now? So when you want to know their meaning, not this way, because not this way, and I nodded my head. To not to say it to you that day. Not this way. When I'm in a meeting, I don't joke. I didn't come for man. I want to enter my rest. I was praying today for all of you. I said, God, if this meeting will not do anything, usher us into your rest. We need it. Please, Lord, please. My own meeting in August, we entered our rest. And it depends on your heart, also. Don't waste this thing we are doing. The blood is for the enemy. Those that are inside, is it the blood yet? Oh, talk to me now. What did they eat? Excuse me. As they were with their soup, with their lungs, they were eating the flesh, ready to go. Messiah, when the angel of death, the messenger of death. If you are a student of Hebrews chapter 2, death is connected to the devil. The Bible says, he that has the power of death. Oh, Lord Jesus. There's one of our songs that we used to sing. Great change since I'm born again. There is a great change since I'm born again. There is a great change since I'm born again. There is a great change since I'm born again. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The girls I used to like, I like them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. There is a great change since I'm born again. Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Why? I ate his flesh. Mambra Dinas. Yes, sir. The blood is for the enemy. I will tell you why in the New Testament we drank the blood also. And things. Oh God. I wish brothers here, I don't know, I will have announced something now, but I don't know. You are not in this, listen, those of you that are part of this fellowship, are you with me? In my quote, sincerely, you don't understand. You are not here because of the Matthew. There's something about you. You should be powerful. There are not plenty of. After now, you want to pray. And I wish I can find somebody who prays it. Lord, this message is well established in the scripture. Everybody say well established. Louder, say well established. Say well established. Okay, how will you teach the law of Moses? Everything you talk about Moses is built on this. Shekinah glory. I wish I can teach on Shekinah. What you call Shekinah glory, you will see it in the cross. Oh Lord, Exodus 32 and 3. It is the cross that is, see, listen, to you, this is the beginning of months. Beginning of everything is from here. Who wants to have a good beginning that keeps going on for life is from here. Good marriage, here. Good academics, this is the beginning. Beginning of months. And the years. Beginning of months. Beginning of months. The beginning of my cast. I'm telling God wants to begin a lot of, and God is asking you, my son, I've not started what I wanted to do with you. Can you allow me to start? Why are you delaying me? He said, but last time, I gave my life to Christ 7 years ago. He said, but I have not started. Because until you rest, you have not started. You must first enter your rest. Oh, enter your rest. Minga, enter your rest. Lord, how do I enter my rest? Eat my flesh. Praise the blood towards the enemy. Enter my rest! When I saw this thing, oh Lord, I was like a madman. Nothing could satisfy me again. No Christian conference could satisfy me again. I love movies. Movies. I was an addict of TV. Carry phone like this. Hours! I was a slave. You don't know you are a slave. You are watching movie for 3 hours. You are sick. You are laughing on what is not real. Some of you are even crying on what does not exist. It may be funny to you, but it's paining to you. If it pains God, that's a daughter of Zion, weeping over a useless matter. No kingdom relevance. You are crying on a thing. On a thing, your emotion now is now submitted to principles that don't last. What is happening to you? No wonder we will cry. Send the revival, send the revival. He will not send it. So far I'm asking God, Lord, is it that you like to delay revival? One time I don't know your percentage, but my own. I refuse to, see, we can be meeting at the church, I don't shout, I'll sit down. I want what is real. I'm reading my Bible, I'm seeing how Daniel worked with God. There were times I'll be shedding tears. One man moved me in the Bible, enough. Who are reading this? Enough worked with God 300 years. I said, excuse me please. 300. The Hebrew word used the enough work. Enough alack. Alack means it was in close intimacy. I said, I didn't have the Holy Ghost. No, sir. See, there are some things that, when you read it in the Bible, you are supposed to, the Bible said that sometimes, when they say, shall we pray, you don't pray. The matter is so strong that you must sit down. In the next 1 hour, you are not praying. You first want to sit down and say, Lord, are you serious? And see, when prayer is born out of deep thoughts, the encounter will last. Not because you don't know what you are saying. You have not talked to it. There are some times. I said, Lord, excuse me. He knock walk with God after he begat Methuselah. I think it's not the one that begat Methuselah. And he walked with God for 300 years. And I said, I have to begin to study. He not walk with God. I went to the root meaning of walk. What could he mean? The root word in Hebrew is alack. I began to study what is alack. How is that? The truth is, it's you that like sin. No, you like to always ask for forgiveness. Eh, Lord, I'm sorry. Nah, you like it. That's why Satan will not be afraid. Only one thing makes devil scared. Holiness. I know who you are. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? You remember the seven sons of Cephas? Oh, you didn't say, what is your name? You know, Paul is a name. Jesus is a name. I was expecting that demon to be consistent. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. What is your name? It's not what is your name, oh. It's who are you? Of what substance is in you that will make me afraid of you? I don't see holiness in you. You are speaking in tongues. I don't see holiness in you. You are a slave of food. You are a slave of movies. We know things will dominate you. You are not lesser than an animal. Because it's animals that are slaves of their appetites. When a goat is hungry now, beat it 30 times, where will he still come back to? He's a slave. He's a slave. If I stop here, we are not rushing. I'm crying to God. This is the first time I'm seeing Brother Matthew, and I'm meeting some of you other brothers. This is the first time I'm seeing Brother Abraham, Isaac, Jerry, and the rest of them. My prayer is simple. I said, Lord, Lord, look at your children. Look, there are a lot of people outside who don't care about God. I was telling Brother Joseph yesterday. I said, how can some people now look at these brothers and sisters? They say they want to come for a retreat of 3-4 days. Now they will now still not understand. Ah, no, sir. Lord, do something to us. We beg you. We must enter our rest. I have one shouting, I've been shouting since. Rest, Lord. Rest, rest, rest. Because until you rest, you cannot enter the family. Today, we have brought people into the family of God and they have not rested. If you were not here yesterday, you will not understand what I just said. Come to me, all you are labor, and every lady, I will give you what? If when you rest, you can be part of the family. See, this family is a part. Who is Jesus? Prince of Peace. You can't follow him and not have peace on all sides. It's in the acts, not in the environment. Let's stop here. Let's stop. See, I'm begging you. I look at my Bible and the Lord said to me, oh, you want to go and be preaching other messages? Okay, go ahead. Let's see how far you go. I started this message from Genesis. All those ministers you are seeing, many of them are genuine and we thank God for that. Sincerely, I honor all the servants of Christ that God is using for us in Nigeria. But sincerely, there are some people among them that are not from the Lord. So I'm going to change our focus. What is your concern? I say, get it in East. Why? You are ready to journey with God. Egypt represented slavery. Yes or no? Talk to me now. Canaan represented freedom. Yes or no? And the place they will pass through is water. Yes or no? That's symbol of baptism. This gospel is well rooted. You know what? You know why I stayed like this? I don't want any message to attract you again. You know now, I'm sorry. I don't follow messages on YouTube. No. See, let me be an example of a servant of God, a great servant of God. Let's say Apostle Joshua Sema, for example, or Apostle Michael Roko. Do you know those people that will just speak half of their message? 10 minutes. And put it online. Is that the full message? You will now be taking half everywhere. That's why your heart is half. Your commitment is half. Your understanding is half. God will be eating from his half. You enter and meet everybody, and I can just be walking about first because I'm setting a matter. I won't join the crowd. I came here with something. Ah, Brother Binda, you're not praying. Excuse me, brother. I have an issue. You don't pretend when you see the cross. You God, this cross, I have not seen it. Yes, I have not seen it. 5 days I refuse to eat. 5 days. Just we told me someone while I was praying for you this morning. He said, tell them that anybody wants to see this thing must be willing to fast and pray and study material. I'm going to recommend materials now. You will read and pray. I'm not talking to all of you. Talking to you alone. And say, Lord, how will I enter into the beginning of my months? The beginning of my months. I wish there's a brother here who enters the beginning of his months. And he just keep going. Young man, I love the way you are listening, brother. There's a light in you. You just enter the beginning of your month. There's no going back there for you. Everybody look at you and say, what happened to you? We have seen that. He said, I entered the beginning of my month when I saw the cross. Now I understood that there's no message. If you teach me ancient mantles, root it in the cross. If you teach me whatever, if you don't root it in the cross, your message has no bearing. No bearing. You have to show me the substance of your message, and it is Christ and him crucified. You know, I remember I told my wife, I came to check my wife. She served in this state, Niger State. I will come from Jigawa State. My discipler told me, Uncle John, I said, go and check her. I said, no, he said, go and check her. I thank God for that cancer. She was in the family house. So when I got to the family house, she was happy. I said, I came to check you. We're soon supposed to be married. And so I started talking about Jesus. I said, no, all those cross issues. I'm not interested. The woman I will marry in the next few months. I said, no, I'm not interested in this cross. I started shaking. Oh Lord, help me. You see, all these cross things. First, my internal intestine. You know, if they write you letter that they are no more interested, that's what used to affect you. Me, it is the cross that she says she does not want that's affecting me. If she says she's no more doing it, I don't have a problem with that. But that the cross, you have crossed your boundary when you touch the cross and you make it meet you. You have touched what is precious to God. Who saved him? So, my wife then, my fiancé, said, all these cross things, we are of the order. You know when a woman is saying, we are the order of the resurrection. Order of resurrection. We are of the order of resurrection. Christ has risen from the dead. Don't tell me about dead. I said, I could not talk. To fellowship together, we could not fellowship. Hey, I say this, so what will I now say? He said, listen, if Christ did not rise from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. You see that? She's quoting me Bible. Are you following now? Hey, she was quoting me many scriptures from resurrection. Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah! It is Christ who rose. There was a brother who was already caught, my rival. So you see, I said, I will get to the root of this. So I now see that brother. I saw the way my wife was doing around him. I don't know that. I said, Hope you know, the uncrucified life, what will I be pursuing? Don't compete with me. You can't compete with me, it's my own. No, that's useless talk. The matter is not my own. There are plenty of girls. I know somebody know that, some of you think that there's one destiny husband. If you miss him, you have missed it. Don't let us go into that one because it's from the cross. So. Hold on. If I don't marry Sojolape, Lord, where will my face be? Sojolape, God, I go on in the spirit. For what? Okay, for what? You go in the spirit, Sojolape, for what? Oh, you have left me, Lord. No, I will not accept. That was not my headache. My headache was the cross. So I went around that brother. If you see the brother, he can quote 50 scriptures on his spot. Yes, I confess, I don't know scriptures, quotation like that brother. Now, if you check it from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5, bring it down to verse 7. It says this way. Now, reference it from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 4. It says this way. Now, leave that and cross over to Ephesians. You see that chapter 5 emphasizes on this. Chapter 6 talk about this. So, what was fascinating my wife? What? You cross. Hey! I was free. I said, Lord. See, if you see how overwhelming that message of resurrection was, fire, everywhere, resurrection, we have done that. You know, we are not talking about the cross. I was about to leave because I was living in pain. I wanted to call my disciple and say, sir, my fiancé has left the cross. So, there's no essence of relationship that has no cross. Because this is the beginning of the month. How will you begin marriage without beginning from the cross? So by just called, I said, okay, sister, if that's okay, that's alright. But can I ask a question? He said, yes, go ahead. Imagine this, the lady that honors me, that now resurrection has made her proud. I was wondering the resurrection that made us so proud. And the one who rose from the dead is not proud. So she now said, yes.
I said, can there be a resurrection without a death? He said, who do you say resurrect? Go to Revelation. He said, I am he that died and rose.
Don't miss it.
I said, number two, when Jesus rose, did the nail prints, did he erase? I thought when he rose, everything should what? Clear. But he kept the proof of the cross. Listen, and went to heaven with it.
No, I thought when he goes from the dead, body should be smooth, everything should be fresh. Is that not so?
He told Thomas, in fact, put your hand,
as if to say that mark must not erase.
The proof of resurrection is the cross. When I said to my wife, can we talk of resurrection without the death? And when he rose, did he prove? Clear. I think she's already said this yes or something. She was begging. My eyes are so poor. No resurrection without the cross. Aha! Do you know what my wife said? She started running away from the brother. Now, me too now. Now resume guiding my own. I started guiding. Brother? After restoration. After the installation, you know you have man.
Yes, sir.
I started guiding the restored sister. That's how I secured my life till now. And every wonderful thing that my wife has contributed into my life and our family, I will have lost it. By the what? By the omission of the cross. A brother that is speaking resurrection can carry sisters, like the sister that is not married to. No, it's resurrection. It's the cross that does not make you careless. Let's stop here. Because now, I want to now switch to the crucified life. And that's where me and you, we sit down together. The labor this morning is simple. Your heart must be well established in this matter. So when you play a message, whether from a doctor, something, mister, something, reverend, something, wonderful servant of Christ, you will know the one to choose. There are wonderful messages. I wish you went to school with the knowledge of the cross. I wish some of you have picked your course without the cross. We get the academics and the cross. So the one little thing like this, if we go on studying, even me was asking God, Holy Spirit, why did you dot everything in the Bible with the cross? He said, what is the other issue? When man fell, death must occur. Death is the entrance to life. There has to be death for life to come. How did Isaac enter his rest? He accepted to die. That's it now. That's it. I left Isaac's life. Have you studied Isaac? He struggled for nothing. As in nothing. Do you know what it means to be at home? This one you say, daddy, please now, give me your daughter to marry. let me share small. When I went to my in-law's house to say the, yes sir, I went with Okada. Yes. Yes, ma'am. All the junior sisters will look at me and say, you know the way it's not personal bike, I carry bike there, you know. And I think I came with one pulley bag or bread. I was not ashamed, you see. It's true that it's a shame on that kind of thing. How can you bring bread, ordinary bread? What should I bring? No, this thing I'm saying now is what will lead us to the ninth message. So listen.
So the sister was like, because they wanted, you know. And I sat down confidently in their parlor. Confidently is not I'm not begging you for greeting. No. So they sized me up, you know, where are you from? I told them joyfully. I'm from here, I do this and all of, do you have a house? No. You want to marry our daughter? Yes. And see, and I was not arrogant, because there's no arrogance in the cross. But there's confidence in the cross. I say, yes sir. So what job do you do? I preach the gospel. How much do they pay you? Not. Not that how much they pay you. Actually sir, we are not paid. Live by faith. No. Cut long story short. When they came down to the bride price, one cow, if you see the thing they mentioned, I said, Daddy, half chicken. Half chicken. And you know the funny thing? I said this. May you enter your rest. Yeah. I said, chicken. I don't have. Wait, was Peter afraid to say silver or gold I have not? No, was he afraid?
No,
this is your own issue. If your hair, if you did not do your hair for 3 weeks, something you will say, ah, Holy Spirit now, and I called Uncle Toba, did not send me the money. I told Sashalewa, did not send me the money. See my hair, what is your stress? Comb it and bond it with rubber. This is the beginning of the month. It won't remain like that. So, the man looked at me and said, which kind of person are you? I said, Daddy, look at how precious your daughter is. Can you, what can I pay to take this great gift from you? Daddy, I can't pay anything. What will I pay that we call this sister? You know, may God give you wisdom to know how to talk sense. You know, say no. The other lady that was married, there are two. The other one, no, they were showing me picture of cow. I don't have. It's just simple. Pata, you will take your daughter. Is that not so? Any stress in that one? No stress. My wife was slapped by her father. People, you know, they started calling me 419, their family. Mm-hmm. He's a fraud. I doubt if he went for service. I don't. If they call you 419 in the house, will you go there again? Eh? I still wait. Why? Wait this. If a man died in the coffin, you see somebody, they are doing the funeral, someone just said, yes, good afternoon, sir. So, that the man that died is only me. And it's today. I want to collect it from him. He said, he just died. It's today. I'm collecting it. He now went to the coffin. So the money that please, who is mad? Do you know every sense you tell him that even if you collect the money, come back later to come and speak with those that are alive? Is that not so? You see, they say what you can say to that man's grave. They say they paid him yesterday and they don't know what I will collect the money. You know that they will start to ask, so come and pick your brother because is that this is going to be death tells you separation as a whole. It's a man in a coffin, and then you do like this. Yeah. Does he stand up and say, you mean me? Eh? He's what? That's what the cross does to you. You are dead. That's where we are moving into. You don't have shame again. Jesus, deliver us. Deliver us. May we enter our rest. You are a fraud. He doesn't move me. Fraud? Am I a fraud? That's your perspective. So, I said, the wedding time came. Where we are going to live? So, brother, come. Hello, sir. So, your wedding. What are your arrangements on photographer? Eh? Photo what? I've arranged somebody to use phone. Look at you now. See you too. Some of you are in 200 levels. You are already planning your wedding. You are already, some of you are very fast school. You are already planning. You hear something? Sister Shola, oh my, see you later, oh my wedding day. You have not been proposed to yet. In your body, someone da. So people will say Agda. That's well done, Abby. In your body, say one da. On my wedding day, one sister said, sir, you don't understand. This side, the head tie, red. This side, the head tie, pink. This side. I say, excuse me, are you mad? So they said, brother, so what is the, I said, no, we've arranged your brother to use phone or something. Just, is he not to snap? Wait, do you snap with your phone?
Yes, sir.
Is he clear?
Yes, sir.
You are of the world and you like the world. Come from Sony shop. Money to buy wedding clothes. So I told my wife, wedding time. I said, no, I will speak to one of my friends to borrow me out. What is in wedding gown? Will you wear it? Will you wear it everywhere you go? I just married, they will see my clothes. Is that what you will do for 5 months? How many days? No, sir. Few hours. Now I say, eh? The cross. Oh, because that's the girl that told me, we have the resurrection. We have the, eh? The cross. You see, no. I was with that, my friend. Shunko, he said, I will borrow it. I wish I brought the picture. Borrowed shoe. Borrowed gown. But did you write it on top? Borrowed. And she looked radiant in it. So when it came to my own, I wanted to borrow suit too. Hey, is it not suit? I will wear one. But God was gracious. Somebody bought me a suit. And then on my wedding day, the car, I tried. Okay, how should I go? Since the place is not far. How should I have gone? See, the place is not far. What's come to? You still want to, excuse me, you still want to see that inside car. Decorate the car. You like the world. It was my wife that came with her own car. And as I was striking, she was coming, I waved her. I waved her. There was no shame. There was no shame. I entered my rest, so I didn't need to borrow. And thank you for my wife. She waved me too. And I entered church, sat down, confidently checking. Before that time, we were supposed to have engagement in the morning. Where I lodged to where we are supposed to do engagement is far. No car. It was the commercial vehicle that students brought that I entered on my wedding day. Commercial vehicle. No decoration. When we got there, they said we cannot do it again before my parents came late. We came back again. You know what shocked me? How people will eat that they sincerely, I don't know. So I was sitting down and I called one of them, brother, please come. Because I saw them serving food. Everybody was eating. Imagine they are serving food, but you, the man, you don't know how it came. So I called one of them. I said, anybody, she said, but when everybody has it, you know, they kill two cows. I said, wait. Till I'm standing. How two cows died? I still don't know. Listen. Barentine, Saba, Empirest. If I go on describing other details, it will shock you. I just suddenly saw a brother with camera, all the gadget. Brother, how are you? You say I'm fine. Shake me, brother. He said, I said, from where? Hey, actually, it was one brother that called me and said that I should come and snap and do this for your wedding. He said, for not that the brother is paying me more. He said, sir, I have a wedding coverage that will earn me a lot of money the same day. He said, but God told me to leave that one and come here and use all my equipment, and I don't know anymore. Listen, that man borrowed money for transport to go. That's the part that paid me most. You go when I later say, ah, I told this way. You will have a, no, no, that's no good now. No, say, what's your headache? Who brought him? So if he borrowed to go back, is that your stress? When he did the old album, I was touched. God now asked me, so what did you lack for following the cross? So yeah, what? Cows, two kids. Food. Yes, he was there in my way. So he's a witness to what I'm saying. He glorified himself. And I went home with my bed to one house where the bed was one small bed like that. Because I didn't have anything. One bed from discipleship bed that's so flat, like close to the floor. That was where my wife slept from. Will you show your back how you slept? Now I'm asking you because you want 6x6. I don't understand you. Even when they will bury you on the final day, there is a small space. Why do you want 6x6? No, God gives you 6x6, but this is the beginning of the month. Then that's when my wife said, when she got pregnant, no food, it wasn't a problem. So if I continue now, I will share with you strange testimonies from the power of the cross. There was no shame in our lives. Yes. This is how God brought me my first car. Now by mercy, I arrange another Jeep for me. I use a Jeep now. Listen, you thought we are speaking poor when we talk the cross. That's what you thought. And I know that's what's in your mind. When you say the cross, they are poor people. In mercy, is here. Millions, am I talking about millions of naira? Millions has passed through our hands. Don't let me go into stories of what God is doing in his mercy. I'm not poor. You know, I needed to say that because of a generation. Normally, that's not how we talk. Listen, that's not how, you know now, this is not how we talk with this generation. They need to hear it. I'm not poor. I can say it under divine mercy. This Saturday, somebody wanted to give me how much? 1 million. I said, I'm not coming. You thought, why? I said, I'm in Paiko. They said, I needed to be there. Because somebody spoke well of our work. And they said they wanted to arrange something and all of that for us. I don't know how true it is, but from a trusted fellow. I said, I'm not coming. Oga, it's 1 AM. No, it's you that like money. I'm not a slave of it. Is it because? Now, it's before. Now, we are trying to be very elaborate. You think when we talk about the cross, you think we are poor. You have in your mind, say, the cross. So that when the richer people want to come, the four dimensions of making money, hallelujah, somebody. Now, principle number one, when you discover from the heart, that's it, he now look like the cross. The Bible says, he was poor that we might be rich. It's the cross they are talking about. You think, listen, oh God, don't let me start sharing. I'm telling you. I remember the first time somebody sent me 1 million naira. He said, the Lord, can you imagine? Do you know what that means? The Lord said, My wife was giving birth to our second child. and so we had bills to pay and all of that. I was resting. Imagine doctors say, hey, so Mr. Adebayo, and I was like, all right, that will be settled. And you don't have anything in your pocket. You don't understand. You people think it's just, yeah, because I died to shame. It's the cross that made it possible. So my wife was, you know, she just gave back, sweetie, how are we not going to India? You know, women, even when they know the revelation, they still have the emotion to revelation. You know, like, I said, excuse me. I'm not the one that puts the baby there. I'm not the one, I was used by God. And then the baby has come out, yes or no? Yes, so God, you don't, I like this life. You that have brought the, if you could have been barren now, you who brought the baby, your baby is holy. Is it now? You don't know the meaning of rest. Sir, you are holy, you know. Settle the baby. Papa. The Lord said I should send this. Guess how I enter the hospital ward next time? Yes, sweetheart. Oh my God. I said, so when it's entered, I said, no, that's not a problem. My wife looked at me and said, tell me something. Tell me. I know you. I know that's not a problem. Tell me anything. What do you want to do? Tell me anything. Just mention. You know, this is the beginning of months. When we married, you never know how we enter the house. Is 7,000 naira. So we have to even keep that 7,000. Now, so you see, if she say, "Hey, I want catfish, I want," all right, brother, let me quickly get this tomorrow. What has brought this provision? The cross. Let me stop you because I can go back to my campus days and share things. This thing. Oh! We are going to pray. I enter my rest. By the revelation of the cross. Well, if you can cry. Because if you don't enter your rest, you don't know I cried. I said, Lord, there's a rest even for the people of God. There is a rest for the people of God. The message of the cross is well, that's, you see, I've shared a testimony that's going to now lead me into the practicality of the crucified life. Why, of course, you know that there are a set of youths who have died to shame. Your cream finished and it becomes a problem. Because your cream finished. Can you imagine that? Hey, Toshola, tell me now. These are my people on my face. I've used this one. I used this dam. I used them dam. I knew the other dam. Every dam has been used. But there's no difference. And you carry that about. Because in your mind, your face is not looking good and attractive to others. Sister, do your best to make yourself look good and beautiful. But don't let that become a concern to your heart. The cross doesn't mean, you think that when we talk that, say the cross means that we should look dead. That's what some people, I'm angry because that's what some people thought that the cross is. No mind this, they are people of the cross. That brother you are seeing at the back, he just got married, Abby. In fact, his own wedding was better than my own. He's a disciple, learning Christ under Jesus and me. Eh? This brother, he saw me live the life of the cross. He was at my wedding. He saw how he has been with me for long. Is that not so, brother? So, his own confidence was stronger. His wedding was sweeter than my own. I asked some people, I said, hey, is he a missionary doing wedding? Their own was called up to come and see light every day. And how did they live it out? By the what? By the cross. I think you were running about begging people. Yeah? when I saw the servant of God dancing, did we eat, sir? Are we eat, sir? I ate. And I bless God because he produced. You think that if I give him space to come and share his own thing, you think we are mediocre? You know that, that what we thought. When we thought the cross, we think we are not ready yet. We think that, we are. Look, when the first vehicle, the first car came, someone said, Daddy, let's go and dedicate it in church. I said, dedicate what? What? Car. Can you imagine? We should go and dedicate car. All I said in my Bible is they dedicate children. No, see, it's you that like glamour. Dedicate it in your house. You and your wife and children. Father will stand say, hey, don't make other people to start thinking. Your testimony is selfish. Praise the Lord. Sister Shalem, I'm in your Lord. Praise God with you. Hallelujah. Some people are starting to be out of prayer.
God, I've been in this church now. This is the 10th year. You keep doing it for them. You let me. That's okay. I know it is well.
Your testimony has caused something. If you are not careful with the way, I don't share such testimonies. The churches that are sharing it, thank God for that. It will soon stop. Mark my words. The church is marching forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All those wonderful churches, mark it. They will stop. You know, the church is God's house. It doesn't belong to anybody. They will soon stop. Watch it. When reality begins to enter, but Baba wants to steal from us. So they were dedicating, hey, the love. See, okay, the Muslims that are riding new cars, who gave them?
You have to check it.
Okay, what about unbelievers? Because you celebrate the same thing unbelievers have, you now make it look big, like it's something Jesus came to die for car. That's what my master spent his life on the cross to give you car. It's nothing. I need a sister and a brother. Whether you want to kneel down now, or you want to sit down, or you want to go outside, like we say, sometimes you finish hearing a message, you just want to first, and that thing is real. You first want to first go outside and evaluate the uselessness of your life and join. And say, Lord, may this be the beginning of my month. You know you love God, you know. You yourself know you love God. But the struggle is there. You know, say, listen, I'm not talking to you because you don't, you know yourself, know that all your heart, you don't have anybody. Is this Jesus? You know. You know you could have done wrong things, but you told yourself that, why will I? For what purpose will I? In this age and time, you're supposed to do many other things. Imagine guys that should like, well, you told yourself, I can't go with this one. This is wrong. No. Why would you now stay like this and struggle? It's paining God. So look at my son. Your heart is with Jehovah. You know your heart is with him. You know. God is struggling. How nice is this? You've been on the keyboard for a while for us. Sisters, my heart yearns for you. Brothers, why did God call us together? I enter my rest. I enter. Maybe your own is that sin. It may be, I remember one person told me, she was so bold. She said, brother, I change men like clothes, help me. I've dated this one, help me! Sin is wounding me. I like sincere people. Everybody thought I'm alright, but I'm not alright, brother. I'm not alright. Not alright. I enter my rest, Jesus. I enter my rest. I'm like that 5 minutes to stop the key, but like you can pray. You have ministered now. Look at that there. This is Mount Pen.